So you would like
Good
me to...
day from Wall Street. This is Juan Costello, senior analyst with the Wall Street Reporter. And joining us today is Dr. Philip Frost, CEO and chairman of Opco Health. And the company trades on Amex, and the ticker symbol is OPK. And the company is a specialty healthcare company, which is involved in the discovery and development, as well as commercialization of proprietary pharmaceutical products, medical devices, vaccines, diagnostic technologies, as well as imaging systems. Thanks for joining us today there, Dr. Frost.
My pleasure.
Great. Now, talk about the today's news, which was the acquisition of the Chilean pharmaceutical company, PharmGenX.
Yes. This is a small company in Chile that is growing very rapidly, is already quite profitable, and has wonderful management that we have been familiar with for a number of years. And we're looking at that as a platform which can provide the basis for ongoing growth, not only in Chile, but in Latin America in general, so that we plan to, at the appropriate time, attempt to acquire additional companies in Latin America, as we did with a company that we had managed previously called Ivex Corporation. We managed to become a significant force in the Latin American pharmaceutical industry there, and it was very profitable for the parent company and is still quite profitable for Teva, the company to which we sold Ivex. So we look at this as a model that can possibly be reproduced.
Great. So, yeah, what are some of the synergies that you look for as far as your acquisitions?
Well, what we want to do is create, as I say, a base of operations in all the important countries so that they can continue to grow with what they're doing on their own at the time of acquisition, but then on which we can overlay the new products that we're working on that we think can add another dimension of importance.
Great. And so talk to us a little bit about the highlights of the private placement deal.
Well, the private placement was basically a family and friends type of arrangement in which we put additional capital in, which could be used for purposes such as the acquisition that we made today.
Great. And that was for $30
million? Yes. Mm-hmm.
Good. And so what are some of the trends right now that you're seeing, and how well positioned is Opco to capitalize on them in the healthcare?
Well, we're at a point in which we are looking for very special opportunities of all sorts, and we're very open-minded and flexible. We started in the ophthalmology field, and we still have a keen interest in that. We have a division which develops, manufactures, and sells diagnostic equipment of various sorts, and we think that we have some of the finest technology in the industry. Then we also have acquired a platform technology recently that came out of the University of Texas that we think will permit us to develop a wide range of blood tests for important diseases for which there are presently no tests available, such as lung cancer, Alzheimer's disease, Parkinson's disease, and we can go on and on for almost any disease, we believe. So far, it's looking very, very good. And then, of course, we'll be looking for opportunities to bring in new products in any field, whatever, so long as they represent a good commercial opportunity and hopefully at an advanced stage of development. And naturally, we'll plan to announce these as they come along.
Good. And so what are some of the other things that makes Opco unique from some of the players in your sector?
Well, I think that our small size makes us unique. We have tremendous flexibility, are able to make quick decisions, and we're able to arrange for financing very quickly so that that puts us in a unique position to take advantage of wonderful developments as they come along.
Good, and perhaps you could walk us through your background and experience, Dr. Frost, and that of the key management team.
Well, I'm a dermatologist by training. I came to Miami, Florida many years ago to join the faculty at the medical school here. And I, not long after that, started in the pharmaceutical business with a partner named Michael Jaharis, started and developed Key Pharmaceuticals, later merged that with Shearing Plough Corporation. Then I started IVAX that I mentioned before and sold that off to Teva a couple of years ago. And along the way, we developed a company called North American Vaccine that was sold to Baxter Labs. And in general, have been in the business of starting or developing companies and doing what's best for the shareholders in each case, which in the past has turned out to be by selling them. And presently, we're with OPCO, and that's the main area of activity for me that I'm quite enthusiastic about.
Good. And so what goals has the team set for OPCO this year, or I would say over the course of the next 12 months?
Well, to expand our footprint internationally with commercial businesses that we can start expanding and benefiting from their profits to have funds available for our R&D programs for products that are perhaps even more important than the ones that they're selling now.
Good. And in terms of investors, Dr. Frost, do you think that right now investors understand the general message and direction of the company?
Well, I hope they do. We've tried to be forthcoming with information about the company as it becomes available. And we reach, of course, a very limited audience because we do that through emails to our list, which, again, is quite limited. We don't do very much presenting of any sort, or we don't promote the company to investor groups, or at least we haven't in the past. So the story perhaps is not so widely known as we'd like it to be.
So what do you think... If investors knew about the company, what are some of the factors that you think would positively impact your stock?
I think that the scope of the projects on which we're working, such as a new vaccine for flu, which has the potential to be a universal vaccine, and the fact that we're working on projects of that potential importance would titillate many investors and catch their attention.
Great. And once again, joining us today is Dr. Philip Frost, CEO and Chairman of OPCO Health, which trades on Amex. Ticker symbol is OPK, currently trading at $226 a share. And before we conclude, Dr. Frost, just to kind of rehash everything, what are some of the key reasons why investors should consider OPK as a good long-term investment opportunity?
Well, I think that I would sum it up by saying that we have had some success in this industry before. We believe in this company, and we continue to invest in it ourselves. And that might be a reason that people would take note of it.
Well, we certainly look forward to continuing to track some of your upcoming projects and certainly report on your progress. And I'd like to thank you for taking the time to update our investors today.
You're welcome.